everyone, it's Sarah Lusher here, and welcome to the February 2023 edition of the Chatterbox Norfolk Magazine. This month's cover has the Wells Tide Recorder Station looking out over the quiet quay set against a fiery sunset, all pinks and oranges. Inside, there are, as always, some interesting people to meet. A photographer going full circle, the amazing story of Sir Edgar Speyer, and an actor who has had 50 years in the Archers. Along with our regular features and contributors, there's lots to listen to. Your readers are Sam Elmhurst, Kevin Ford, John Francis and Caroline Aldrey. So to start us off, here is Dominic Castle, editor of the print edition of the Norfolk Magazine.
Did you do dry January? Us neither, though hats off if you did manage to do it. I can't imagine getting through an entire month without a restorative G&T or a splash of Merlot to bring a little balm at the end of a long day, or even at the end of a short day. I looked back at what I wrote in this column last February, and I was a bit harsh on it in retrospect, giving snowdrops a hard time and generally disrespecting the month. Maybe it was the fallout from being furloughed for a glum February the previous year. I'm actually looking forward to the next 28 days, resolving to treat it better, to make the most of it. The lightening of mood may be related to the offloading of our offspring, finally installed in their own flat after almost 6 months on the sofa bed. Much has been written of the boomerang generation who repeatedly come back to mum and dad after the wheels come off, relationship, job, or home loss, or all of the above. Of course, there's a lot of harumphing from the "we would have just pulled our socks up and got on with it" generation and bully for them. The truth is that modern life is vastly more complex and stressful than when we grew up 50-odd summers ago, and being around to offer a bit of a softer landing is fine, though moving them back out is finer still. It's feeling a bit like a delayed January, if anything, a fresh start. Having ignored the scales since November, I climbed on a week ago and was reminded that eating most of a Christmas cake on your own comes at a price. And so I've dug the bike out of the back of the garage and huffed around for a few miles. Next up will be a skip. I'm looking forward to this in the way that gentlemen of a certain age do. The past decade has seen the grounds, Shea Castle, accumulate all manner of junk and detritus that should have gone the journey many years ago. Rotten old doors, garden cuttings from 3 years ago, enough broken slabs to crazy pave a good chunk of Norfolk, twisted guttering, heaps of rotten wood, it's all here, but not for long. Then we'll be good and ready for spring. But in the meantime, have a fab Feb, and I hope you enjoy this issue.